is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on from 8 to 9 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. This is our last week that we're on from 8 to 9. Starting next week, we'll move back to our old 7 to 8 a.m. Central time slot, and the Fantasy Football Show will be in their regular 8 to 9 a.m. time slot. So it's a solid Sunday morning schedule.
That's going to be a fun drive-in next week, and
yes,
it is, because week of NFL, so
yeah,
that's gonna
be cool, absolutely.
Yes.
I actually love the start of the football season. There's a game Thursday night, so we'll, for fantasy football players, we'll have a start on it right there.
Yep.
So okay, we've got a different prize to give away today. I have on my website a link to different, you can get memorabilia and bobbleheads and all that stuff through tcrowntom.com, and I saw that Bryce Harper, a couple of weeks ago, I think he had, maybe a week and a half ago, had a press conference that he had designed with New Era a Harper's Heroes hat, and the proceeds were going to go to, it's basically, it benefits children battling cancer, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can get that on my site where people can order it, and they could. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to order one to give away on the show. So we're giving away one of the Harper's Heroes hats as part of the prize, and then one pack of 2016 Topps Archives Signature Edition Baseball, which all you get, it's a box, but it's really just one pack. It's just one card. It's a sealed buyback autograph card.
Those are fun to open. I opened
very
up a few
fun
yesterday.
Yeah, so. I did really well with. That's the best product I've had for myself in a long time.
Who did you hit?
I got a Dale Murphy. I got a Andy Pettit number to 5. I got a 1 of 1 Mark McGwire on.
Nice.
It was like a, not Toys R Us, KB Toys card or something, and serial number 1 of 1. And I also got a Rod Carew 1970 card.
Really?
Number
wow
1 of 2 autograph.
Cool.
I really like the vintage card sign. I'm debating whether to keep that one or sell it. I don't know for sure what I'm going to do with that.
That's a fun product, though.
But anyway, that's our prize package this week. So, we'll see what happens with that. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of an item, you'll get in the drawing. Winner gets the winner at the end of the show will be drawn by Vince, and just has to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and Vince will set up with his company to deliver it free of charge right to your door. Now, I got a call from a listener this week that was really kind of an interesting whole story behind this. Turned out it doesn't look like he's got an original. It was a print, but Don from Elgin called. He had a drawing of George Halas, which was sketched by a former Bears player, Bob Kilcullen, in 1958. And then in 1979, I guess they both signed it.
Really?
And this Bob Kilcullen, turns out, is a good artist. I mean, this was a neat sketch. I tweeted a picture of it earlier this week. So it's a cool sketch of George Halas. And he had done other things, and it was an interesting, when I looked up about him, an interesting background on him. I would actually, it would be neat to get him on the air sometime. So it looks like what Don from Elgin had was a print that was made later. It looks like maybe in 1985. So that wouldn't be something that you could put in a Huggins and Scott auction. But Bill Huggins, let's say that Bob Kilcullen got a hold of you and he had that original one. That would be a great item for a Huggins and Scott auction, don't you think? The original art and signed by both of them?
If you could find the original, sure.
That would be, that would be interesting to see how that would do. So, you know, if Bob Kilcullen's out there listening, if you have some of your original stuff, we'd like to get it auctioned. It looked really cool and it was a neat story.
Yep.
And he wrote something on it, something to the effect that I sketched this in 1958 during preseason practices when I should have been doing something else. He put on there, which was pretty good.
That's funny.
So interesting story. Now some things that we did send in to Huggins and Scott for the October, November auction, and people can still bring stuff in and get a hold of it. The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. But I've had some neat stuff come through T Crown that people wanted to send in already. For instance, a guy had a 1967 St. Louis Cardinals team sign ball and a 1967 World Series ticket. That was neat. And then in addition to that, he had two very nice rookie cards, a 1967 Topps Tom Seaver and a 67 Topps Rod Carew rookie card, where when those get to Huggins and Scott, then, I mean, they're nice, but if they're nice enough that they're gradable, then Huggins and Scott will get them graded. So if you have some nice cards, Bill, I had a guy, one of my old customers came back in recently and he found out all his old basketball cards and is going through it now, but he didn't think he had the Lou Alcindor, you know, before he was known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar rookie, but he actually did find that.
Really?
So he has 69s.
Wow.
And he knows how much they're going. I think he might have sent that out to get it graded himself. But, Bill, I think he's going to be probably in February sending a bunch of stuff. That'll be interesting. He's got 70 sets. He's got 80s Jordan stuff. I mean, he's got a really good collection. He's just got to go through it all, get it all organized. And then another item that came through T-Crown, this was from a listener. This is a cool item. I think he was at a garage sale on a Sunday morning. He was going to call the show to see if he should pick this up. And then he decided, no, I've listened long enough. I think I got to pick this up no matter what. He got a Don Hefner 1942 St. Louis Browns game worn jersey and pants at a garage sale.
Wow.
And Bill, now I don't know if you had a chance to see that yet. That's already gotten to you guys. Did you happen to see that St. Louis Browns jersey? It was from 1942 and pants, and it looked to me it had a patch that was only on that year that was on that jersey. I mean, it looked real. Did you have a chance to see it, Bill?
Yes, absolutely. We had a guy come in a couple months ago with another jersey from that same year, St. Louis Browns. It was sort of his brother's, and he's not sure whether he wants to sell it. And when this one showed up, I'm like, did that guy just send it in? And it was a different one from the same year.
You're kidding.
Two of them are still around.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they both had the patch on the arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same year.
Wow.
Tags and everything.
That's something else, really.
We have the one from your guy going in for sure.
Yeah, good. That's awesome. That's going to be interesting to see how that does. I never go to garage sales. How am I going to pick them? But why don't I ever get old game-worn jerseys at garage sales, you know?
Well, the first step would be to go to a garage sale, and then you go.
Yeah, that would help, without a doubt. No, it was funny because he goes, it was kind of like he was glad he listened to the show, and it's like, well, clearly the guy doing the garage sale wasn't a listener. He would have known better than to do that. So we've got Jay Chicago from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, Jay?
Hey, I have it's about a four and a half foot by 2.5 frame, you know, really nice professionally framed picture. It's got the four flags from the four major tournaments in 2004,
ooh,
signed by the winners of the 2004 tournament. It's Retief Goosen, Phil Mickelson, Todd Hamilton, and then BJ Singh.
Oh, no Tiger that year, huh?
No, that's my plan was to get them every year, and then Tiger wanted to turn the next year, and Tiger's flag alone cost like $2,500.
Yeah, no, that's still pretty cool. What do you think, Bill? Maybe $500-$600 for that without Tiger, but still you got Mickelson and maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that. I that's kind of neat. Are they the pin flags from each tournament? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a Masters flag, a Masters. Yeah. For the, I'm not sure. I mean, like, I'm not sure what the terms. Yeah. They're the flags from the tournaments they play in.
Oh. Bill, you'd be willing to give, if let's say Jay decided to auction that, you'd be willing to give that one a shot, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think that would do very, very well. That's a moment in time. That's
it costs you $400 to get it framed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's in a really nice frame then, huh?
It is. I got it from those guys that they go made the national shows, like out of Kansas City, they do it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's beautifully done. It's like a cherry wood frame.
And, yeah, that to me would probably crack $1,000. You never know for sure in an auction after hearing all that with it. Bill, so that would be something for sure that Jay, if you decide you want to do it. Now the autographs probably aren't authenticated already.
Well, three of them are, and one of them I got myself. So that's the one I don't know how you authenticate that.
Yeah, you'd have. Who authenticated the other three?
You know, I'm not sure. I have the cards at home.
Yeah, well, they, if you sent it to Bill, they'd probably, Bill, you'd probably send that to Huggett or to JSA or PSA DNA and have them look at the whole thing over.
All in one frame, they do a letter on the whole pack. It's not each individual one. It would be the whole four of them. It's one lot, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that would just be an auction LOA. It'd probably cost $35.
Oh, so that wouldn't be bad at all to do that.
No.
That would be ideal. Now, you can send items. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and you can send pictures of items to me. Here's one that's kind of neat. Rob on Twitter just sent Norm Van Leer single sign baseball. Looks like it's got a happy face on it in number two. Norm Van Leer, one of the coolest things when I used to be on Saturdays, called in out of the blue. We had Jack Twyman as a guest on the show, and he was talking about the story of how he took care of Maurice Stokes, his teammate, who had had a stroke, couldn't take care of himself. And Norm Van Leer apparently went to the same university that Maurice Stokes went to and was teammates with Jack Twyman at one point. And Van Leer just out of the blue called in to say that how proud he was of Jack Twyman for taking care of Maurice Stokes. And the whole story about what an upbeat guy Maurice Stokes was. He died at a young age. But, I mean, it was really neat that Norm called in on the show just to get that in there. That was actually one of the highlights from ever doing a show when he did that. So that was pretty cool. So seeing that baseball, I thought that would be a neat thing to have. And people might be wondering, you have a baseball signed by a basketball player. Well, you can get single signed baseballs by any celebrity, and there's value to them. It's a great thing to have, whether it's politicians, actors, actresses, whatever. It there's collectors of single signed baseballs.
Is there a similar value the other way if a baseball player signs a football or, you know, or a hockey puck or something like that?
That's a good question.
Different.
You know, as far, I guess it would depend. Like Tim Tebow could pretty much sign any sport, I guess. You know, did you see the Braves are thinking that they might actually want to sign him, but we're already here for the first break. So it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. I don't know if you heard that the Bears fan from the Navy guy. I got contacted by the Navy this week that a couple Bear fans that were out on the boat wanted to, you know, they had done cuts, and if they could get on the show, it would be great. I was
very
like, yeah,
cool.
That's awesome. They're Bears fans. Go Bears.
Nice.
So there's another one coming on after the next break, and their families are listening. So, hey, you know, that's the least we can do. We appreciate the service. That's
absolutely
all I can say about that one. Now, here's something, Vince. Which ended higher? I think I'm going to start doing this a little more often, okay? This is items that ended in the August Huggins and Scott auction. This is a couple of Pete Rose items, okay? There's a 1963 Topps Pete Rose rookie card graded PSA 7. And then a Pete Rose, 1983 Phillies National League champs, signed game-worn road jersey attributed to postseason play. They finished pretty close in the August Huggins and Scott auction. Which one do you think ended higher?
I got to go with the World Series piece.
World Series piece. Eric, if you want to make a guess on that one, I don't know if you were even listening, but Eric, if you ever do want to pipe in on this, go ahead. And Vince, you're right.
Oh, okay.
The Pete Rose 1983 Phillies National League champ signed game-worn road jersey, $2,400. The PSA 7 Pete Rose rookie, $2,200. Oh, so it was close.
Yep. But World Series game worn, a moment in time, that's going to seem to have more value.
Yeah, it just eked by it. And Al Weiss still thinks that all the money in that Pete Rose rookie is because of Al Weiss. For those of you who don't know what the card looks like, there's like four floating heads on that card, four rookies, and one of them is White Sox slap-hitting shortstop Al Weiss from 1963. So we've got Corey from Crown Point on the line. What do you have there, Corey?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a 2005 World Series White Sox team sign ball, and I have also two non-baseball player sign balls, one by Phil Mickelson and one by Wayne Gretzky, too.
Wow. You know, it's weird. Those two balls together at this stage are probably would sell more than the White Sox team sign ball. Now, you know, long term, a White Sox World Series team signed ball is always going to have good value. But those have gotten much cheaper than they were when they first came out, as the White Sox have struggled here over the last few years with the only, I think they have one playoff win since the World Series. So I wouldn't recommend selling that right now, but Bill Huggins, a Phil Mickelson single sign baseball, and a Wayne Gretzky single sign baseball. What do you think of those two?
They authenticate. Those are great items.
Yeah.
The Wayne Gretzky ball has number 99 and says the great one after it.
Even better.
That is better. Any type you get an inscription like that, that's good. I don't remember seeing a Wayne Gretzky ball. Now, Bill, let's say Corey sent those in to you. Would you run those together as celebrity or run separately?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That'd be good. So, Corey, if you do want to run those in Huggins and Scott, that would be worth going. That'd be interesting to see how they did. I don't think I've seen either one of them on a single sign baseball, which is usually a good thing when they go into the auction place, because you know there's demand for both their autographs.
Yeah.
One of the funny stories about Phil Mickelson a few years ago, he was, I don't know if they were at a major or where they were. He was teeing off at the first hole with Tiger Woods. They were paired up. And whenever the guys teed off, they would always give a listing of it must have been just their major wins. And they said Phil Mickelson out of wherever his hometown, and they read off a couple of tournaments. And then they go, Tiger Woods and his hometown, and they start reading them off, you know, blah, 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 blah. They get to like 10 of them, and Mickelson goes, all right, that's enough. Great story. That's why people like Mickelson, I think.
For a while, Mickelson didn't have a major.
Long time.
He was in competition going into summer.
Right.
He blew a couple leads, and, you know.
He was always the guy, the greatest player to not have a major. Yep. But it's always good to see him break through and win a couple.
Definitely.
So anyway, okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We have a interesting prize package this week. We have a Harper's Heroes hat. This is a new era hat designed by Bryce Harper with the idea of much of the proceeds going to battle children's cancer. And you can buy these hats on tcrowntom.com on the MLB page on my site if you want to get one for yourself. And then we also have a pack of 2016 Topps Archive Signature Edition Baseball. So give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item. We have Adam from Aurora's online. What do you have there, Adam?
Hey, Tom. I've got a baseball signed by Manny Minoso, Bill Melton, Carlos May, and Moose Skyward.
Oh, that's kind of a neat White Sox ball. I'm thinking Minoso, Melton, May, and Moose. You got the four M's on there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would think probably somewhere maybe $75 to $100 on that ball. None of them are,
okay.
None of them are really that tough of signatures, but it's a cool ball for a White Sox fan, without a doubt. You know, Minnie Minoso had to start his career later, but when you look at over the like the first 10 years of his career, it was similar to like a Kirby Puckett type numbers. He was really good. It's just too bad he wasn't able to start his career at a younger age. Like, and I think he'd be in the Hall of Fame if he had, if he had started that well and it was able to play another 4 or 5 years. Really good lifetime stats that Minoso put up. Okay, now a couple other items that have come through Triple Crown in Naperville to go into the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. This was a cool one. We told this story. The Elvis Presley single signed photo with "Thanks, Elvis Presley" on it. That he had thanks on there because he sent it to the high school guy who was working in a print shop. They helped out Elvis. They got some print stuff out for one of his concerts or something. And Elvis called him up a couple weeks later, asked if he could use anything, and he sent him a signed
a great
photo.
Story. Great
along
story
with two publicity photos of Elvis going along with it. Now, Bill, those together, is there any value really to publicity photos that aren't signed of a celebrity like that?
Well, I think the fact that they go with this whole story makes them of some value for sure.
Yeah.
It's just by themselves, maybe not so much, but this total package is sort of a pretty cool little venture, you know?
Yeah, I thought that was cool too. And it looks like that is, it wasn't a secretarial signature. It looks like Elvis really did sign that.
Oh yeah, no, that. I think the guys are going up Tuesday with all the autograph stuff that we gathered for their first visit for October. So we'll get the final result on that one.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully that's real. You always worry on something like that they could have a secretary sign.
Right.
You know,
yep.
You never know on an item like that. But boy, is it a clean signature! If it is real, that's going to be good. And then also, what just came in on Thursday. The gentleman who had sat next to Muhammad Ali in the 90s on a cross-country plane flight, talking to Ali. I think they were in first class talking to him, and Ali was doing something through the whole flight. And it turned out he did a sketch, had a boxing ring with fans all around it. He had two stick figures in the ring with a pool of blood under one of them that he said that was Frazier. And then he signed it, Muhammad Ali, so if that all authenticates and everything, that'll be running in the October-November Huggins and Scott auction also. So that was kind of interesting. Now, Vince, you don't watch the TV show Hard Knocks.
No, haven't had a chance to.
Okay, well, I just noticed the Saint, or it's now the Los Angeles Rams, are the team that they're featuring on Hard Knocks, and I was looking at their cuts yesterday, and they cut a center, offensive lineman Eric Kush, who to me, maybe he's slow. I mean, maybe that's what it is. But this guy is really strong. From the video that they were showing of him, it looked like he was doing a great job blocking. I'm thinking, unless everybody knows, like, he's really slow.
Right.
Well, I'd sure like to see the Bears bring him into camp and see if he's got anything that he could help him, because they lost their center.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure they're checking all the waiver lines for that. But that'd be interesting if it ended up he could go to the Bears and help them and lead them to the playoffs, you know?
I guess you never know, and hope springs eternal.
Yeah,
it is the beginning
the
of September.
The season hasn't started yet. So, but you know one thing. When it comes to the Bears, I'm blind. I'm always thinking they're, well, maybe if they do this and do that, and they got to run the ball. That's why I ended up with Jeremy Langford on my fantasy team.
Yeah. And actually, your draft was an interesting draft.
Yeah.
You took Blake Bortles right before I was going to take him. You just took him out from underneath me. And
well,
you had a quarterback already, so you didn't even need him.
I was 10th, which was the last spot I wanted to be in that draft, because there's 8 or 9 guys I wouldn't mind getting. And I'm sandwiched in between you and Hammer, this regular customer at T-Crown. I'm like, this isn't going to be good. And I think my team maybe might be okay, but it was uncomfortable the entire draft. It seemed like I was never getting who I wanted. So now we've got that one, another one Wednesday night. We'll see how that one
does.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Well, you have pick seven.
Hey,
so you
speaking of fantasy, didn't one of you guys have Patrick Reed last weekend?
Vince, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
and that catapulted me to first place in the overall for the whole entire season with a couple weeks left, so I'm sitting at the top.
Yeah, and I had Adam Scott, who on the 18th hole, I'm watching this too, 18th hole, let's see, I think he was 7 under. And Patrick Reed was probably 10 under at that time because Patrick Reed bogeyed 18.
Yep, yep.
But Adam Scott gets within like probably 2 feet for a birdie. And if he makes it, he's in with a group at 8 under where at least he's tied for second. He missed. Yep. And not only did he miss it, you could see he like when he brought it back and putted it, he pushed it to the right on a 2-footer. I literally felt ill, Bill.
Yeah. Because
that, if he makes that putt, I'm probably maybe 4th or 5th, yep. But now I'm 10th and there's only like 3 weeks left. So I don't know. That wasn't good. Yeah. And I think in the money, it's maybe the top 4 or 5 get in the money. So Vince is in great shape now.
You know, Smiley Kaufman, that's the pick this week,
guys. We both ended up with Smiley Kaufman this week. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
We'll
go Smiley.
We'll find out.
Yeah, that's all I can say. Go Smiley. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. This is our last week on from 8 to 9. Next week we move back to the 7 to 8 time slot, and the Fantasy Football Show takes their regular 8 to 9 slot. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, with a question about the value of a collectible. And we have a nice prize package we're giving away, a Harper's Heroes New Era baseball cap, which was designed by Bryce Harper, and a pack of 2016 Topps Archives Signature Edition baseball. So it's really kind of an interesting prize package. Now, in that Topps Archives Signature Edition, I got a 1-of-1 Mark McGwire autograph, a 1-of-2 Rod Carew autograph. So, I mean, you can get some good stuff in there. You can also get some things that aren't so good, but, you know, that somebody like Mark, would you get a Mark Mulder or something? You know,
yeah,
good
even
player,
forget
but,
the guy's name.
Yeah,
but I got a Galarraga, so he's got a big fan base.
Yeah, he does, and that's one, really, you should get that on eBay right away, and just in case that particular one hasn't been on yet.
Right.
It's amazing how Andres Galarraga and Omar Vizquel, how high their stuff goes. If you get low-numbered autographs of their stuff on eBay and you're the first, a couple of them, there must be two guys that have a lot of money that will get anything that those guys come out with. But once those first two are done, then they don't go as high. You know, it's
I think
greater.
That's what's going to happen with Ichiro when he makes the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He has such a big fan base, and when he gets elected to the Hall of Fame, you're going to see his collectibles, his autographs go
for
a lot
another
of
big
money.
Burst on him.
Absolutely.
It's cool that he got the 3,000 hits. A couple of years ago, I thought it looked like he was going down. I thought, I don't think he's going to get to it. But the fact that he played all that time in Japan and still got 3,000 hits in the U.S. is really, that's going to keep him long-term. And I think he's got the single-season hits record with the most total hits in a season, which kind of didn't get much publicity. But that's a pretty cool record to have also.
Yep.
So we'll see. Now, let's do one more. Which ended higher? What do you think on this
one?
Okay. These are some kind of unusual items. So you don't always think in order to get something in a Huggins and Scott auction that it has to be like a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle or some vintage baseball cards. Or it can be non-sports. It can be political, pop culture, whatever. There can be value to some of this stuff. For instance, these three items, which one do you think ended higher? There's a Harry Truman signed 1925 check in a framed display. There's a Marlon Brando 1947 signed album page. And then the third item is a 1966 Beatles final concert tour lot of three tickets, full and stubs, including their final concert.
Wow.
So which one of those three do you think went higher?
Well, Brando is out for sure. It's too recent.
1947?
Yeah, but his family is still, you know, his next of kin probably has some signed stuff.
So you're ruling that one out.
I'm going to say the 25 Truman. That's just too long ago.
Okay.
That's pretty valuable to me.
Well, let's see.
That's my choice.
What Vince was thinking.
Once the game start, I mean, it's going to be easy.
But, Vince.
Okay.
The third on this group. Was Harry Truman signed 1925 check, went for $250.
That's
second, the group of Beatles tickets. And first, the Beatles tickets went for $475. Marlon Brando, 1947 signed album page, $675.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't think Marlon Brando would have been the type of guy to sign a lot of stuff.
Right.
Couldn't you see him? He'd be kind of hard to approach,
but
I think.
Turned down an Academy Award,
Right. If he's turning down Academy Awards, I think if somebody comes up to him at dinner, he wouldn't have been real good about that.
I still think a Truman check should go for a little bit more.
Yeah, I would have thought, actually, when I looked at the three of them and seeing the Truman check, I probably would have picked that first, Brando second myself. But oh, well.
Once the game starts, I mean, it's going to be easy.
It's time for a short break here now. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we've got a prize package including a Harper's Heroes New Era hat and a pack of 2016 Topps Archive Signature Edition Baseball, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Always good to hear from a Navy man who's a Bears fan,
absolutely.
I'll tell you, on the show.
I hope
their family is tuned in and able to hear that. That's awesome. All right, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 9 a.m., taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Next Sunday, we move back to the 7 to 8 a.m. time slot, our old time slot. So we'll be getting up earlier, and we'll be on before the fantasy football show, which comes back at its regular time slot of 8 to 9. So give us a call. We've got a prize package, the Harper's Heroes New Era hat, and a pack of 2016 Topps Archives Signature Edition Baseball. Vince, did you see that Kiefer Sutherland is coming back in a new show, Designated Survivor? I'm no matter what Kiefer Sutherland's in, I'm going to watch
it. I love 24 also. Great series.
He sounds just like I saw like a preview. They have it on a preview of the show, and he sounds just like Jack Bauer.
Bauer.
Why am I whispering?
Copy that.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see it. I hope it's good.
What's it about?
Apparently the president of the United States gets killed in an explosion, and somehow I'm the president. And they've got him. He looks just like Jack Bauer, except that he's wearing glasses. So
that's cool.
So we'll see how that one is. Bill from Oak Lawn's on the line. What do you have there, Bill?
How you doing?
Good.
I have a number of sports collectible autographed items. My father used to be a Chicago police officer, and he worked at Sporting Detail.
Cool.
Like Bobby Hall autographed stick, Walter Payton footballs. I was wondering if those are sellable because they don't have any certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, like for me, if somebody's bringing something into Triple Crown and they want me to buy it or to sell it on consignment in Triple Crown in Naperville, I have to have authentication with it in order to sell the item. So for me, I wouldn't be able to do it without authentication. Now, if you had a Bobby Hull game use stick and that signed, you've got something. If it's just a stick signed by him, that's not going to be that valuable. The Walter Payton football, signed football, those are good. Now, any other big-name players that you can think of? Maybe, Bill, this could be a lot for a Huggins and Scott auction.
Ernie Banks baseball, Reggie Jackson baseball, Pete Rose, and that Bobby Hall stick is a game used stick.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the story behind that one?
Well, like I said, my father was a Chicago police officer, and back in the day, they used to take care of all the traffic around all the sporting events. So he worked the old stadium, Soldier Field, Comiskey Park, and he made friends with the equipment guys that used to take him from the stadiums to, like, the airport when they were leaving town.
Okay, so, so he's got – Bill, what do you think? Should Bill from Oak Lawn put together a list of some of the stuff that he has, and then you could decide if you wanted to do an auction lot or a couple lots for him?
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. Sounds like a great thing. I mean, the Hall stick would certainly be a standalone item.
Yeah.
And I don't know, if he's close to you, he could bring some of the stuff into your store, and you guys could kind of sit down and review what it is it has. You guys could probably come up with what would make a good lot and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds good, Bill, if you ever decide you do want to. Now, the good part about it, Huggins and Scott would have to get them authenticated, the autographs, in order to run them in the auction, but they get a great price on authentication. I mean, like, way better than even I have a store. Like, if I'm getting it, way better than what I can get because of the volume that they do of autographs that they get authenticated. So, Bill, is there still time, like, this week, if he had a bunch of autograph stuff, if we got it into you within the next couple of weeks to run it in the October-November auction?
Oh, it's something I might want to think about. I was just seeing if there was any value if I did want to sell it.
Yeah, of the ones that you mentioned, a Walter Payton single-signed football is always good, and the Bobby Hull stick is always good, too. And then there's going to be value to any Chicago Hall of Famers. I mean, and you could always put that together as a lot. But sure, yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the line, we have Pistol Pat. What's new, Pistol?
Pretty good, Tom. How's it going for you?
Good.
That's good. I got a couple items here. I got a Marquee Mercurio out of the Leaf brand, Elvis Presley. It's numbered out of 25. It's a pretty big swatch of, I guess, his wardrobe or something. And then the second item I got is a due autograph of Montana Rice. It's by Mountain Memories. What's would be the price on both those items?
What did Montana and Rice sign?
It was like a 16 by 20 picture. It's like in her 49ers uniforms.
Okay. Yeah. And is it in a frame?
Yeah, it's in a frame.
Oh, that's cool. Now, that's authenticated by Mounted Memories.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that's probably in the maybe couple hundred dollars, $200-$300 range. Those swatches.
Yeah.
Sometimes those don't do much. I would think Elvis is going to be one of the better ones.
Okay.
If they were specific with what it came from, that would help. But a lot of times those only do $20 or $30. They don't do what you think they might do when it's a swatch like that from one of those products. Vince, you heard about the trade. Bill Huggins, did you hear about this yesterday? The Vikings traded for Sam Bradford.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Now that keeps the Vikings as a potential. Bradford had a really good preseason, so if he can stay healthy, that could really help the Vikings. They really didn't have a backup to. It sounded like a disgusting injury that Bridgewater had.
And he finished pretty strong last year.
He did. So if he's healthy, he's going to help them. I think he signed for another year after this also, but they gave up a 2017 first round pick and a 2018 fourth rounder that could be a second or a third rounder depending on how high they finish. So the Vikings must really think they have a shot here with their team to give up that high of picks for a quarterback.
Kind of not too happy with that trade. Zach Ertz was one of my, you know, tight ends that I thought was going to take the next step up the level, and I'm not sure he's going to do that with Wentz and
anybody else. You know, Wentz got hurt, but I guess he's been impressive in camps. It'll be this if you have Carson Wentz cards, this could help.
Absolutely.
Where he'll probably, as soon as he's healthy, he's probably going to be starting earlier because I think Chase Daniel is their only other quarterback, which I haven't seen him lately, but I don't remember thinking, wow, I wish the Bears had Chase Daniel.
Well, they also have McCoy Bethel Thompson as like their third string quarterback right now. So Zach Ertz, I don't know.
Yeah,
may
boy.
May have to trade him as soon as I can.
I don't know. We'll see about that one, I guess. Okay, we've got Tim from Oak Brook waiting on the line. Thanks for waiting, Tim. What do you have?
Hi, I have a couple items. First item is Cincinnati Reds flag that was flying over Wrigley Field on Sammy Sosa Day in 1998, autographed by bench Morgan Rosen Perez.
Oh, well, that's kind of interesting, huh? So a Reds flag that was flying over Wrigley, and you got those four guys. Now, did you get that at the time? Were they at that game, or?
No, I bought the flag before the game because they had taken down all the National League flags and put up Dominican Republic and Sosa flag.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And about 6 months later, I got it autographed by those four at a show out in Rosemont.
Okay. I thought maybe it was an old-timers day that you saw those guys there or something. Well, that's cool. Now, Bill, in the past, what size is this flag? How big is it?
It's, I don't know, it's the same flag that was flying over the center field, you know, scoreboard.
So it's big.
Yeah.
Bill Huggins, what's your thoughts on that as far as being an auction item?
Well, I would say it's probably $500 to $1,000, somewhere in that range, especially if they're... Did you get any provenance about the flag, a letter maybe from the Cubs that this flew over their stadium or anything?
I did, although I have no idea where that is right now.
So when you were looking for it, you kind of sounded... where'd that authentication go? Come on, people, you have to hang on to your authentication.
it's not something, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati and I'm a Reds fan. It's not something I would ever sell.
Oh, okay, so you're not selling it anyway. Then you know what it is then, so you're good with it. Okay.
All right. And the other item, it's a commemorative print of the 1975 World Series Reds-Red Sox.
Okay.
It's one of 25 made. Evidently they were made by Carl Yastrzemski's agent, but on one side it has small pictures of the Reds starting lineup and a few other key players. Same with the Red Sox on the other side.
I see.
All of the pictures are autographed.
On both sides by both teams?
Yep. So you have Ben Morgan, Rose, Perez, Sparky Anderson, Carl Yastrzemski, Carlton Fisk, Jim Rice, Fred Lynn.
Yeah. You know, so you're probably not going to sell that either, are you, Tim?
That one maybe?
I think that one's got, what do you think, Bill? That one sounds to me like only being to 25, that could be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That could be 1,000 plus and plus maybe a good bit.
Yeah. So if you think you might want to sell that one, that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. I got the sound effects going today. You know, it's the last 8 to 9 show.
Right.
We move back to 7 to 8. Got to work out the sound machine board a few times with it anyway. Okay. Let's see who's waiting here. We've got Willie's on the road. What's going on, Willie? What do you have?
Hey, I've got a game-used ball from Kerry Wood's 20-strikeout game that he autographed, dated, and wrote 20 Ks on it.
Wow. Now, were you there for that game?
No, I was not, but I knew people that were there that day.
Okay. So he did say that it was a game-used ball when he signed it? Or?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, he signed it, dated it, and wrote 20 Ks on it.
Okay. What do you think of that, Bill?
A couple of $100, I would think, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he had turned out to be a little bit more than he turned out to be, it could have been at a zero to it, you know.
Yeah, the injuries really derailed his career. Boy, that day, I had that game on at T Crown that day. It was like a humid day and there was a chance of rain. He had the stuff that he had that day where it shows up on a TV as just being dominant stuff. I mean, he looked unhittable. It was incredible. That was some of the best stuff I've ever seen anybody have. That was something that day. So that's a neat item to have, a definite Cub history cool item to have. But it probably has more value to you and other Cub fans than it does to the rest of the world, I guess. Brad from Bolingbrook's on the line. What do you have there, Brad?
So I've got a lot of old Cubs World Series programs. I've got a 45, a 38, which featured Gary last World Series when they played the Yankees. I've got the 35 against the Tigers, and then kind of the key one is the 1929 Cubs World Series with against the Philadelphia A's with Connie Mack on it. And that one's in really good shape. It's interesting. It's got it's bound by like some twine, not stapled.
So did you dust them out? Dust them off and take them out of storage because you're thinking, okay, the World Series Cubs, is that what you decided?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm hoping this is a year we kind of can finally add a new one to that lot.
Well, that seems like a pretty good lot. What do you think, Bill? Is that enough for a Huggins and Scott auction? But nice lot. I don't know if it's enough for one of your auctions.
Yeah, no, those would be good. I mean, condition is going to determine value as to what they look like, but all those above things sound very good.
How nice a condition are they, Brett?
A couple of them are really solid. There's no creases or issues on the covers, front and back. The other ones have a little bit of curling at the corners, and one looked like it had been folded and put in a pocket.
Okay, you know, well, very good. As a lot, that would be a nice lot then for Huggins and Scott. It's already the end of the show. Time to do the drawing.
Time goes by too fast. Adam from Aurora, you're this week's winner, so send me an email, vince@ercdelivery.com, with your address, and I'll deliver it to your door free of charge.
Very good. And you have to do that by Thursday, don't forget. Then also, don't forget now, next week our show switches back to 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. The fantasy football show's on 8 to 9. Football season starting, that's good news. So 7 to 8, set your alarms early. And check out HugginsandScott.com. And then check out TCrownTom.com also. Have a great week, everybody.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.